Welcome to Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage, the show that's serving up the loudest takes on building businesses, top-notch products, and unforgettable brands. And I'm here with Daphne Kosas Lopez, Director of Customer Success at HubSpot. Daphne, how are you?
I am so good, so excited, so energized to be here at Inbound today and sitting here with you. Yeah. So all's good.
That's great. Well, we're going to talk about customer success, but I have to start the show by asking the question, like, what has you talking too loud?
Customer success.
Customer success.
I love customer success. I love driving value for customers. It's actually the reason why, on top of my job at HubSpot, I also write a newsletter. I have a podcast, and it's all about driving value for customers. So you will find me talking too loud about customer success in any given opportunity.
I can see that. What is it that makes you so passionate about that? Like, why do you love to help drive value for customers so much?
I suppose it all started when I first kind of entered the technology world, and I was actually on the other end. I was buying technology.
Okay.
And what I was seeing was, like, we were buying really cool tech. Nobody was using it.
Okay.
And no matter how well we got the processes down and we got, you know, the enablement right, people were just not buying into a change. And I think that's when I realized that unless you're able to inspire people to make changes and see the future in a different way, they were never going to break that cycle of, you know, I'm just going to go back and do things the old way that I'm used to.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my first entry point into customer success and how I fell in love with it, because I was like, okay, what gets people moving? What gets them adopting products?
You saw the pain very, very directly.
Exactly.
And then you're like, someone needs to do something about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not me? Okay, awesome. So what are some of the biggest challenges companies are facing in connecting with customers, and how can they break through? Like, how do you get someone, you know, this happens sometimes with us, so it's like, we want to talk to them. We have a customer success team, and someone doesn't want to talk. Like, how do you actually break through and get their attention, get them to talk to you?
Yeah. I think it's all about tailoring your message. So if you reach out to me and you give me a bog standard message that doesn't resonate with me, with my business, what I'm trying to do, you're just going to be lost in a sea of other 20, 30 messages that I get every day of people trying to grab my attention. So for you to grab somebody's attention, you need to hyper tailor that message. You need to understand what that business does, what that person is interested in, what they need to do, their goals, their challenges, and you need to speak to those things very clearly, very quickly, succinctly, and persuasively. So I think that cutting through that noise by tailoring and personalizing your messages is number one. And then I think the other thing as well is, like, being a little bit creative about how you reach out. Everybody's emailing, everybody's kind of using the same channels.
Yeah.
So how can you reach your customers in a more creative way? Podcasts, events, places where you can actually engage in a more human way.
Are there other channels that you think people are underutilizing for customer success?
I think the social channels, especially, we saw at Inbound today that people buy from people, people want to do business with people. And I think, like, you know, that's why influencers do so well. And when you think about brands, what happens is that you have this sterile brand, right? It's like, we are this corporation.
Yeah.
I think we need more people.
Absolutely.
And
could not agree more.
Like, influencer might be like have a bad connotation, but I actually think we need more people to be the faces of brands.
Yeah.
So that other people are interested in connecting with them.
I think about that too, is like, before the internet, if you were dealing with a business, you are going to interact with somebody in person. And then now we are all online, so you kind of don't have to, but you're inherently missing those connection points. And a lot of times that is like, do I feel like I want to work through hard things with somebody, or do I trust this person really because I'm making a huge decision because of the purchase or the time or whatever it is? And so it makes perfect sense. And I agree with you, like, wholeheartedly. It's like getting people involved and being willing to stand for something and stand out makes, like, a huge, huge impact.
Yeah, and I think as well as, like, placing people where people can have the highest impact, right? Because you still have to scale as a business. You need to grow. So instead of getting people to do all of the data crunching, mundane kind of work, the research work that gets you in the position to have that high value conversation. You can use AI, you can use automation to get way better at those mundane tasks that you need to do in order to prepare, so that you can unleash your people where they can be most impactful, which is creating connection, persuasively communicating to people, building trust, and all those things.
And is that how you would recommend people use AI in customer success?
100%. Yeah. I think there will be phases, right? We talk about the co-pilot, which is somebody that helps the CSM prep and follow up and automate some of the tasks that do take a lot of time. So I think that's stage one of AI. And then we're going to have agents. So on the agent side, it will be more like AI will do things for you. Yeah. And again, you can focus on the higher value things, those deeper connections, while your AI agent is doing your renewal management, while your AI agent is focused on the research pieces and actually like trying to get that phone call in the first place, yeah. Those tailored messages. So I think it'll be phases,
yeah.
But the future is here. It's starting today.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you're not afraid of AI.
No, AI is going to take our jobs.
Yeah.
It will. Yeah. It absolutely will. Like, yeah. The internet took many, many jobs.
Yeah.
But it will create new jobs.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that future because, yeah. I don't want to do the same repetitive tasks, follow-up process,
totally.
And a playbook. Yeah. I want to do creative things. I want to spend time connecting with people, solving problems, building,
yeah.
relationships.
Yeah.
So, yeah, AI is going to take our jobs, but it's going to give us better jobs.
Wow. Very direct. Very direct. I like that. With your This Is Growth podcast and newsletter, you're constantly sharing what you learn. What's one counterintuitive lesson about growth that surprised you the most?
It's a great question. A counterintuitive lesson about growth. I don't know if it's a counterintuitive as much as kind of like something that I suppose people kind of focus a lot on process, right? A lot in technology, because it's like, okay, this is the stuff that's going to, the tools that are going to power my growth. When I actually think growth is about people,
yeah.
I think it's a mindset, it's a behavior, yeah. it's an attitude.
Yeah.
And I think in HubSpot, we like to call people grow getters, and it's the type,
yeah.
of people that you hire.
Yeah.
And I think the counterintuitive thing is, no matter, you could have all the bells and whistles, you can have the technology, you can have the processes. If you don't have the right people,
yeah.
that want to grow and want to evolve every day and are excited about break things apart and building them again, you're not going to grow. So I think might not be so counterintuitive, but I think it's back to basics. Growth is about people.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, and I talk about that a lot and talk about mindset. It's like really hard to change someone's mindset, right? And so if it's like someone comes in, they have a growth mindset, or they're really creative and they're trying to push, like there's often people who do that, people who don't. So it's like trying to find those people and put them in a position where they can have an impact.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, we're gonna do some wild card questions. What's your go-to karaoke song?
I'm going to tell you a story. So,
great.
I love karaoke. I really
do. That's the right question.
I am a really crap singer.
Okay.
Like that's a really,
yeah.
bad.
Okay.
Like a properly bad.
Yeah.
So every year for my birthday,
yeah.
I organize karaoke.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Really nailed it with this. This is great.
Honestly, it's like my favorite. And you might know, or might not know, I don't know. I'm a big Oasis fan, and they're back.
They're back. Yeah.
Oasis is back. I got a,
yeah.
ticket for their gig.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say how much I paid for that ticket.
We'll
but
just
I
bleep
did.
It. Go ahead. Keep going.
Anyway, this year for karaoke, I am only doing Oasis. People are only allowed to sing Oasis songs.
Really?
On my karaoke. So for this year, I think my song of choice will be Morning Glory.
Which one?
Morning Glory.
Okay.
And it's going to be sung so badly.
That's great. But obviously you love it. You got to do what you love. What's the best book you've read this year?
You know, it's funny. I don't read a lot of business books. I love fiction and I love the classics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a nerd like that.
Doesn't mean you're a nerd. Okay.
And I think the best book that I've read recently, it wasn't this year, I actually finished in January, so I think I could say that, is The Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, really?
Oh, unbelievable book. Like, really, really good.
I don't think I've ever read it.
Oh, it's honestly,
I feel bad even admitting that, but I'll put it on the list.
Yeah.
I've heard
it's
good
only
things.
This size.
Yeah. Daphne, thank you so much. Where can people connect with you, follow you to learn more?
Yeah, no, thank you. This was loads of fun. People can connect with me on LinkedIn, so Daphne Casa Lopez. also the This Is Growth newsletter
yeah.
and podcast.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Thank you.